Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hindu practitioner and fourth generation seer with over 50 years experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida and the old Hindu root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology and parapsychology brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Adiret, Azalet, Usia, Blusia, Metcatalin, Bahet Kabel, Eshtami Tukad Ahamizbeya Lotikbi. God bless my father's children, here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir, and welcome to the only genuine hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur Jean-Léon Devereaux, officially known by many as Papa Say, your hoodoo daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you, and you, and even you, and it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me, for I know, and I want you to know, that the real hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you. May he always keep you. May he always shine his face upon you and always grant you peace. Well, it's Saturday again. And we have what? Spirit messages, which you can get. You can get a spirit message. All you have to do is dial 646. 716-9149. 646-716-9149. Now let's say you want to talk to me, but you want to talk to me well privately or without the airwaves knowing about your business. I got something for that too. It's 1-800-275-5336. 1-800-275-5336. Now, they're going to ask you for an extension. Yeah, they're going to ask you for one. Now, you can tell them Papa Say, but if you need an extension number, give them this one. Extension 055-9865. Extension 055-9865. Now, here's the whole number again. 1 1-800-275-5336. Extension number 055-9865. Now, I hope you got it. Well, do you understand that? Well, I have a toll-free number. So you can call without worrying about paying a nickel. I do. And, well, it's a good one. It's good. So everybody that has a chance, I expect you to go on ahead and make a call. Now, here's a message.
Announcing the annual Hoodoo Card Reading Seminar on Saturday, June 13th. This is more comprehensive than ever before. You'll get all these benefits. Full instruction on how to use the cards with clarity and accuracy. An ebook with meanings of each card and the old hoodoo meanings with them. A $125 value. Hands-on practice with fellow students so you can give the readings to yourself and others. Access to the audio CD recording of the complete seminar, a $75 value. Private phone coaching by Papa Say for problems you might have in the future, normally $1,500. A beautiful parchment certificate testifying to your work and completion. Access to receiving a new special hoodoo deck of cards, not to be sold openly. To register, contact Papa Say at papasay@mail.com. That's papace@mail.com. Remember, there is only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Now, oh, everyone, well, we have a lot of spirit messages tonight. We have a lot of them. And, well, we just want everybody to just sit back and relax and catch the messages, all right? Okay, here they are. Here they are. Okay. It's area code 609. It's Papa Say. You're on the air.
Hey, Papa Say. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good, good. I would like a spirit message. I called a couple of weeks ago in reference to a brother. Still in question about this same brother, but would love to hear what spirit has to say regarding the situation.
Okay. First card is the Three of Spades. The second card is, the Ten of Diamonds. And the third card is the Four of Clubs. Well, that Three of Spades is the pig. And it means phenomenal luck. Wherever, it means abundance. It means high honor. It means all ambitions obtained. Now, on the other end, the Ten of Diamonds is the scythe, which is it's really a reaping vessel. And with that, you reap what you sow. Now, in the middle, the Four of Clubs, you have the key. And it means success. By all predilection, it means success. Now, when I take all of these and put together, this is what I get. You have a successful venture already outlined for you. Now, you are going to reap as you have sowed. So, you must have sowed good luck, success, all those things beforehand. Now, if he is not what you should want, you should know it by now. But because you don't, he must be. So therefore, you just hold on. Hold to him no matter what. Because you will have phenomenal luck with him. You will have phenomenal luck. It will be just like, oh my God, like something just happened and you didn't know nothing about it. You didn't know nothing about it. He will be yours. He will come to you, and you will reap what you sowed. You sowed good, so you shall reap it. And that is the bulk of it. Now, I want you to use these numbers this week. 1, 4, and 8.
Okay.
1, 4, and 8. Now, you can use them this week, you can use them too. You know, 1, 4, and 8, use them. You know, they are yours. And use them any way the Lord sees fit, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much, Father.
Okay, goodbye-bye.
Okay.
Well. Everybody looks good at this. Okay. Here's another person. Area code 53573, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hey, Papa, how are you tonight?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for taking this call. I'm always finding stuff around my car. Today I found a brick out there, and I just wonder if that's going to be a problem or anything I shouldn't worry about.
You found what? Say it again.
You know how we work with brick and brick dust?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, I found a brick in front of my car, probably about 12 inches in front of it, and it was placed there deliberately.
Well, did you take it?
Yeah, I have.
Take the brick and pound it up.
Okay.
Pound it up with a hammer and make some dust out of it.
Okay.
That's all. And put a little bit in your right hand and blow it at them.
Okay.
Could
you tell me if there's like a male or female I need to be concerned about? Because I'm finding all kind of crap around my car.
Okay. The first card is the Deuce of Clubs. The second card is the Six of Spades. And the third card is the Deuce of Hearts. Well, with this, I do see a man. It is a man. And the man, well, I'm going to tell you something. The man will he'll get out of town, but quick. And on the other end, you have the six of spades, which is the mouse.
Okay.
And it's stepped by a small amount. That's
right.
All it is. But you have the man. The Deuce of Hearts is the man, and he is facing him. So with that railroad, I would tell you, just go ahead and pray. Pray your prayer. These are spirits doing that stuff. But if you go ahead and pray your prayer, it'll be over.
I'm doing the Anna Bakoy three times a day.
Good. Continue doing it. Continue using it. Now, I would expect you to use these numbers. 1, 1, 2.
Okay, I have it.
1 and 2. Okay.
All right.
Now you
thank can
go you. On. And, you can go on and pimp on with that. All right.
All
thank
right,
you. Bye bye.
Yes, sir. Bye.
Yeah. Well, it's something. It's something. Well, we got another person. Area code 313. You're on the air.
Papa?
Yes.
Yes, it's me. I'm just at my wit's end with my sister or kid, and I just want to know if there's anything I could do, or you know, the situation with them is just ridiculous, and you know. I'm ready for this situation to change. Did they move out the way or something?
Well, I tell you what. Because she is your sister, There's not that much you can do, because if you do it to her, it falls back on your mother and on you. But I tell you what, why don't you read the Anna Bikoak?
Oh, yes, I've been saying that 3 times a day, evening, morning, at noon.
You do?
Yes, I do.
If you say it, you just keep on. Keep on saying it. And you think about her. In fact, just do the first sentence. Anna Bikoak, Gedulati mentioned Tate Zeru. You just do it once. If you do anything, do the first one. And think about her when you do it. Because what is happening is that really, oh boy, with her, she's really getting in trouble. She cannot stop it. She cannot stop it. So if you just continue on and don't even pay attention to what's happening, just continue on saying the Anna Bikoak, the first verse, Anna Bikoak, Gedulat Yemencha, Tatir Zerua. Just say it. It doesn't matter how many times. Just say it as many times as you can. And in the long run, she will stop. She will stop. Okay?
Okay, Papa. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, you must have to know what you're going to do. All right, we got somebody else. Area code 862, you have Papa Say. Hello.
Greetings, Papa Say.
Hello.
Greetings, Papa
Hello.
Say. Greetings. Hello.
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 Hello. Can you
Hello?
Hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. How you doing?
I'm doing, Papa Say. I have a question. First of all, my name is Adassa, and I'm like relatively new to understanding gifts. And I have reached out to all the people that I've learned from by silently being an observer. I caught only part of your show today, and my issues regarding family. When you see family members deliberately do things to undermine you and hurt you, and then spiritually do things to block your way, how do you handle that? When you need it to stop, because there's no justification for it. How do you handle that without becoming an abuser yourself?
Okay. The way to stop it is, first of all, become detached from whatever it is they are doing. See, you let that stuff get to you. And because you have let it get to you,
mm-hmm.
you it's become part of you. And although it really can't do anything to you, but it becomes a part of you. And before long, it can work against you. But there's nothing there. Now, the only thing I could tell you to do is this. Wash your hands with cold water. In the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening, 3 times a day, wash your hands with cold water. And this will remove all the negative influences that you have. But most of all, wash them in the morning, right after you get up. As soon as after you get up, wash your hands with cold water. And then during the day, once in the afternoon and once in the evening, this will get rid of it. It will stop it. It will stop it cold. You won't have no more problems with them. Okay?
Okay. All right. They pretty much know to stay away because a lot of it has a lot to do with guilt or whatever. But I still see them doing things they're not supposed to do. And I'm at a place now where my time is of the essence. I just need more than just getting rid of the negativity. So when you're running out of time because it's an army, how do you handle that? I don't think water is enough.
It is. It's enough. It's enough. It will stop them. It will stop them cold. It will stop them cold. The one thing that you don't, which most people don't know, is that water cleanses, but it also nourishes. It makes you, it gives us life and stuff, but it can cleanse. Well, water is a strong cleansing factor. It's a strong one. A storm or anything like that will wash away all of the traces of anything wrong. See, although it doesn't appear to be much, it is much. It's a lot. It's a lot. This one move helps a lot of people, and it keeps a lot of people away from a lot of trouble and a lot of trouble away from them. Mm. You just wash your hands in cold water. That's what you don't need no soap, don't need nothing, and just wash them in cold water. Because, and this will, well, first of all, let me tell you this.
Mm.
When you go to sleep at night, go to sleep, 60% of you travels away from you. That part has the, or at least semblance of death. Death is 60% sleeping.
Mm.
Now, what you do while you're asleep is that these spirits will come and attempt to take over your body. They will attempt to what? Keep you dead.
Mm-hmm.
They'll attempt to do whatever they can to keep you dead. Now, that's why if people ever wake up, they get sleepy again. Because those spirits want to put you back in the state of death. But if you wash with cold water, you are washing them away. They have nothing to do with you. So that is the reason why it works. It works. It works grand. It works. It works for people who don't think nothing else will. It'll work because it keeps away what? All of the entities that are trying to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. And don't get, I don't want you to be fooled. Because you are in a battle to keep you alive now. Because if they had that way, you'd be dead.
Yep.
You'd be dead. They want you dead. They want you dead. So you have to do everything to stay alive. Everything you can. And the most immediate way to stay alive is the washing of your hands. See, the spirits, while you are asleep, they grab a hold of your hand. And you follow them wherever. See, they have your hands. And that's how they keep control of you, because they got your hand. See, and when you wash your hands with cold water, you break really the allotment that they have toward you. And I'm telling you, boy, this is something. If you will just wash your hands, just wash it, you will see. You will see and you will notice a difference.
Okay.
You will notice a difference. Now, when you go to bed tonight,
yes.
You know, whatever you see or dream about, when you get up in the morning, you wash your hands with cold water. You wash your hands with cold water. No soap, with cold water. And then you will be set free. You will be. Now, you can call me back and tell me about it. Now, that's just how faithful I am of it. You can call me back and tell me about it. Call me tomorrow, 7:30 p.m., 7 o'clock p.m., call me. But it will take away. It'll take it away. See, so then they can't do anything. All the stuff that they try, they can try. Well, of course they'll try everything. They can keep trying, but it won't do any good. But if you wash your hands with cold water, that is guaranteed to stop it. Okay?
Okay, Papa C.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Could you keep me on hold? I'd like to listen further.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Yes, sir. Uh-huh. All right. Oh, we have another call. Okay. 973, this is Papa Say, you're on the air. 973, this is Papa Say, you're on.
Hi, Papa Say.
I'm fine, how
Thank
are you?
Thank you for having your show, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm fine. I think I want to know what's going on with my job.
Your job? Okay.
Yes.
First card is Nine of Hearts. The second card is the Six of Clubs. Third card is Nine of Hearts is Ship. When this symbol of riches and, well, whoever is near it, it indicates wealth, inheritance, or trade. Now, on the other hand, Six of Clubs represents lightning. And it's just a surprise. Surprise that, you know, that happens. Now, lightning doesn't mean bad. It doesn't mean bad or good. You just have a surprise. In the middle, the Nine of Clubs is heart. Means new love, you know, a new love. So when I take these three and put them together, this is what I get. You will have a new surprise. And the surprise will be what? The new love. That will be your greatest surprise. But along with that new love, will come money. It will come riches. And it'll come in such a way that you can't even deny it. You will even say, I am surprised. I got riches. I didn't know I'd have it. So now, with that, be straight and forward with it. With your job, you'll have money, and you'll have a new way of knowing it too. With the park, you have love, but that could be a person, or it could be, you know, just the experience of a new job. Now, for your blessing, use these numbers: 7, 8, and 7. 7, 8, and 7. Now, that's your blessing for this week. If you use that, those numbers will be good for you. All right?
Yes, that's awesome. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless you.
Well, well, well. You see that. Certain people, well, no. Ain't nobody else on. Ain't nobody else listening. Well, I don't know what that means, but ain't nobody else listening. Well, how are you? How is everybody else? There aren't that many people in the chat room, but that don't matter, because the ones that are there are usually there most of the time anyway. Yeah, they're usually there. So, with you, with everybody, the things, I hope everything is all right. You know, one thing that is happening tomorrow, I was going to say this week, but tomorrow, and in fact, it's happening tonight at sundown, is the Feast of Shavuot. Now, Shavuot is the feast of when we got the instruction book. God gave us the Torah on this day. And with the Torah, He has given us all of the incantations and everything else we could think of in the Bible. But that starts tonight. And because of that now, we stay awake all night studying what? The Bible. We study the Torah. We study it all night long. We study the Torah, we study the prophets, we study the writings. And what it does, now it do something, I'm telling you, it do something. What it does is it keeps or preserves our life, our L-I-F-E, until next year at this time. It preserves our life till next year at this time. Now, there are some people who hear that and laugh, oh, well, that's just superstition. That's just that. No, it ain't. No, it ain't, because a lot of people wind up dead. A lot of people wind up dead. This thing preserves our life for another year. And it makes you to understand more this year. Now, one of the things, you don't want death around you, so you don't kill nothing to eat it. Now, what I mean by that, you don't eat no meat. You don't eat no meat. Why? Because you don't want the death of the animal around you. You're walking away from death. Therefore, you should not partake of it. And what we eat is cheese and eggs and stuff like that. One thing you can eat, I eat that cheesecake, man. Now, I eat that up. I tear it up. But with that, you don't take anything which will bring death near you or you near death. Or you near death. So you don't eat things, you don't talk about death, you don't talk about nothing, you don't talk about nobody. And don't bring it on nobody or yourself. Why? Because you bring it on yourself. How do I know that? What goes around comes around. Whatever I think on another person, the same thing will happen to me. Now, that is what the Hoodoo Manual teaches us. Whatever you put on anybody else will come on you. So, when you see, you know, a lot of folks hear me. They might have heard her, you know, the lady that I was talking to say, you know, it's so bad and things are happening and whatnot, and I should do something. Well, I'm going to tell her what to do. I'm going to tell her what to do. Do nothing. That's what you do, do nothing. Because if you do evil, evil will come to you. Now, people think that they can do certain things and it'll be all right. But that's not the point. If you do something, if somebody does something wrong to you, and you turn around and you do something wrong to them, that will stop it. It'll stop it cold. It will stop it. But if they haven't, you're the only person that's in trouble. It's you. It's you. And so you will find people asking about, is this me or is this them? If it's them, you know, what should I do? What should I do? And I might tell them something which will make the person, what, leave you alone, look at their self and leave you alone. Now, that is old hoodoo. It's also the Hoodoo Manual. In that, we find it out. God wants all of his people to do good, to do righteousness, not to do evil, but to do righteousness. And the only thing a person would be considering is if they did something because the person they're doing it against is evil. And they're doing something to stop the evil. That's all. They're doing something to stop it. But when you do it, you can only do it for that purpose. You can't keep on doing it. You can't keep on doing it. There was a man named Pinchas in the Bible, Pinchas or Phineas. And at that time, certain people were trying to make the Israelites falter. So they sent in their women. Yeah, and was thinking that if we get their women, if If our women are part of them, then whatever they thought, the women would know, and it would destroy them. And they were right, it would. So what happened is that one particular prince of a tribe, the tribe of Shimon, Simon, took a certain girl and was just having his way with her in his tent. He was doing it all. He was doing it all. And when God came to them, because God was known to come to them, God was angry and he started killing people. He started killing people, or rather the angel of death started killing people because of this. And Phinehas took a spear, a javelin, and went in the tent and jumped it between both of them, him and her. Now, you know what they was doing. You know what they was getting it on. But when he took that javelin, he stuck that javelin right where they was getting it on at. And it killed both of them. And so it stopped the plague. And God said, well, you will be one of my anointed. You'll be the high priest. And it stayed that way. It stayed that way. And he had killed that the prince and the girl. Killed them both. Killed them both. Right where it was offensive to God. He killed them both. And you think of it. If somebody were to throw a spear between, well, I don't know. But let me say I do know. You ain't going to do nothing. They both died like that. They died for that. When you do wrong, you are supposed to get punished. But what happens is that sometimes we think people are wrong and they ain't wrong. Nope, sometimes they ain't wrong. Sometimes it is just a peculiar way of looking at it. So at times it's better if they are just what? Put aside in it. You either tell them or you whatnot, or you let them see they're wrong. By what? By letting different things happen to them. Now, what can happen to them? What can happen to them? They have done evil. Therefore, what? Evil angels will minister to them. You ain't got to do nothing. A evil angel will minister to them. Now, you ain't never thought of that, did you? Well, how do you do that? It's very easy. It's very easy. How do you do it? You tell God about it. You tell God about it. And then the evil angels will be sent by God from heaven to that person or the evil angel. And then they can't do nothing. It'll stop them. It'll stop them. Because remember, God has evil angels and he has good angels. Good people and good things, he sends the good angels to minister to them. Evil people, he sends the evil angels to do it to them. And in that case, the evil angels would have their ministry. Yes, they will. Glory be to God. Baruch Hashem. They will have their fill. You see, so I don't have to tell a person to do anything. God will take care of it. God will see to it. Now that is the hoodoo way. That's the hoodoo way. Now, even during slavery, when certain masters did certain things, what happened? The slaves would do what? They would pray. They would pray on the master. They would pray that what he was doing was wrong. And it was against God's people, Israel. And what would happen is God would immediately dispatch an angel. And the master would wind up sick or dead or whatever. That is something that is recurring continually in slavery, in the slavery annals. Because hoodoo believed in the Bible, believed in God's word. Yes, it did. And whatever God said was good and very good. And so it always happened. It always happened because God said it would. Now, it has happened so much, that nowadays people forget it. They forget that they got out of slavery through hoodoo. Hoodoo is what got them out of slavery. Yeah, hoodoo got them through. And hoodoo will get them through more. There are people that don't believe in hoodoo. They're so big-headed that they don't even believe that God even cares. But they don't believe in God. But the hoodoo still, it does what? It still pervades on. And there still are many people who have escaped through hoodoo. And through hoodoo, they continue to live on.
Announcing the annual Hoodoo Card Reading Seminar on Saturday, June 13th. This is more comprehensive than ever before. You'll get all these benefits. Full instruction on how to use the cards with clarity and accuracy. An ebook with meanings of each card and the old hoodoo meanings with them. A $125 value. Hands-on practice with fellow students so you can give the readings to yourself and others. Access to the audio CD recording of the complete seminar. A $75 value. Private phone coaching by Papa Say for problems you might have in the future. Normally $1,500. A beautiful parchment certificate testifying to your work and completion. Access to receiving a new special hoodoo deck of cards, not to be sold openly. To register, contact Papa Say at papasay@mail.com. That's PAPACE at mail.com. Remember, there is only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
See, now, the only thing that we should be concerned about is how to do this hoodoo work while we're here. That's all we should be concerned about. Not about the other person, not about what they're doing, because believe me, it is nothing. It's nothing. They'll get theirs in the end. But we need to be concerned about what we should do and who we are doing it for. And God is the ultimate. God bless you. He is the ultimate. Well, how God bless you? Well, it looks like it's time to get on out of here. It's time to get on. And for everybody that has been here, well, you must have had a good reading today or something. You had a good time. I hope you did. I hope you did. It's my earnest belief that I hope you did. But with all of you, God has been good to you, and he has been good to me. So we thank God for it. And tonight at Shavru, I will pray. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Ken number 10. Yes, Lord, I will. I will pray for every one of you. I'll pray for you that you know that you will have the hoodoo book written in your heart and in your mind and in your soul, because you will need it. Yes, Lord, they are going to need it. And we thank you, Lord. I thank you for each and every one of them. Okay, now tomorrow night at the same time, 7 o'clock, be here for this thing, for the real hoodoo and Papa Say. And remember, there is only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say. Thank you. And good night.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michelle LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.